Welcome to the Son of a Preacher podcast. I am GW, and I am the son of a preacher. I am so happy to be talking to you all again today. Dad first brought this message on September 14th, 1975. Not that anybody cares, but that was my brother-in-law's birthday. The topic was serving others. Scripture was from John, the 13th chapter and the 15th verse, and it says, "For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you." So again, the topic is serving others. Well, I looked over this sermon that my dad put out there 50 years ago, and it's interesting where my head went. Well, it's interesting to me. It might not be interesting to you, but it was interesting to me. You know, my head started out with the verse that he was talking about, and it's a story of Jesus washing the disciples' feet. And you know, Peter was a little headstrong. When he got to Peter, and Jesus started to wash his feet, and Peter pulled his feet away and said, "Look, Christ, Jesus, you should never wash my feet." And then the Lord looked at him and said, "Look, if I don't wash your feet, you are never going to be a part of my kingdom." Well, that's pretty harsh when you think about it. You know, Peter had done a lot for him up to that time, but it's the point that Christ was making with Peter. So Peter wasn't really comfortable with that, and he says, "Well, if you're going to wash my feet, then why don't you wash my hands and my head also?" So Jesus did. And when the washing was over, well, he laid aside the towel and put his coat back on. He said, okay, guys. Well, he probably didn't say okay, guys, but okay, guys, you call me Lord and Master, and I am your Lord and Master. But you know, I just washed your feet, and you should wash one another's feet. Now, I've given you an example here that you need to do to each other as I have done for you. And the servant, know that the servant is not greater than his master, and the master is not greater than a servant. And that in the language of that day, but now if you take a look at that and you go, well, what are we really talking about here? You know, there's a whole lot of corporate entities out there who pride themselves on the culture that they have created inside their corporation, their company. And you know, personally, I've never worked for a company or an organization that didn't sit there and say, well, you know, this is our way of doing it. And it's the culture that we have. And we're proud of it. And we think it's successful. And we want you to be proud of it. We want everybody to be proud of it. We want it to be the example for the entire world. We want to live the culture. And it's important that as we all live the culture, that we support each other. And that support to each other, well, that's a really important phrase. It doesn't matter in these cultures whether or not you're the CEO or you're the newest hire on board, or maybe a new intern that just came on board, not even a member of the organization, really, just an intern. But if you're totally indoctrinated with the culture that they're trying to work up, that they're trying to work with, then you're going to have the ability to work together inside the organization. And you're going to have the ability to trust that the other people in the organizations are going to react in a known way when they work with you. So when you ask them for support in a certain way, then you know, because of the culture of the organization, what to expect. That is important within any organization, anywhere, not just for the kingdom of heaven. It's truth anywhere. And you know that, well, take for example, if you're going to build a ball team, well, you know that the players are there. And you know that it's important that each player understands the role that they're supposed to play. If you take a look at any team sport and you have various players on there, they all have a specific role that they should play, and they should be very comfortable playing that role and understand how that role supports the other roles, and that they're all just building blocks that hold each other up. And if one of the building blocks doesn't work correctly, then they all fall down. And if they play the role, though, and they play it correctly, then at the end of the day, they're going to have winning games and they're going to be successful. And that is important. I mean, it's really important. Now, you talk about a leader. Well, a person, any leader wants to be a great leader. Nobody says, you know, I think I'd rather just not do very good. I mean, everybody goes into a leadership role saying, I want to do the best I can. But you know, if the people that work for you don't think that you're a good leader, then it's going to be a real challenge to become one. Because the underlings that are working for you are those building blocks that your success is built on. It's not just because you're a brilliant man or a woman. It's not just because you have all the energy in the world. If the people that work with you aren't willing to let you lead and to let you guide, then there's going to be problems. So you have the opinions that the leaders only care about how big the bonus is at the end of the year and doesn't care how the underlings are doing. Well, that's going to be a very difficult decision for the underlings because they have to now decide whether or not they're going to support the leader wholeheartedly. And if without wholehearted support, leaders really don't last very long. Now, when you look at the stories in the Bible and you go, well, how does this relate in the modern world? And in this case, I think it relates so clearly. You know, understand that the servant is not greater than the master, and the master is not greater than the servant. And then understand that you have to work together, understanding that there's a common goal that you're going for. And this comes all the way through all time. Take a look at any management course, you know, from any time in the last 100 years, 200 years, and you're going to hear things like this, what I'm just saying, you know, how you have the building blocks and you have to support, and you look at that. But you go back and a person, any person, has a potential of an organization when all the individuals are working together, supporting that organization. Well, that's exactly what Christ was saying to his disciples. You need to come together. You need to work together. You need to support each other. You need to understand that this is good. Understand that if we're going to be successful as Christians, that we need to work this way. So, what's the bottom line of what the Bible is teaching? Well, they may not know it. They may think that they're looking at other business leading experts. But when you take a look at what the Bible says, and you take a look at the strategies being followed by many corporations, those strategies reflect the tactics that Christ was saying that Christians should do in biblical times. It all comes back to serving one another for the greater good. That, in essence, is what every organization wants its people to do, want it to serve one another for the greater good. May the Lord bless you, give you peace. Remember now, I started a video blog, and it's on YouTube. If you Google at Gail Stark, GailStark on YouTube, you should be able to find it. It's not the same as the podcast that I'm just working on here, but I hope you find it interesting. I'm having fun doing it, and I really hope you take a look at it. And now, as we look at what's happened in our nation over the last couple weeks, months, years, we're still struggling. Please pray for the leaders of our country that they're able to guide this country in a stable and a sane manner. May the Lord bless you, keep you in peace. I do want to ask everyone listening to this today to help spread the word about this podcast. Help me continue to keep my Father's work for the Lord alive. Please tell your friends and your church groups about this podcast. Share it on social media. Let people know that these inspirations are available.